For those of you that's in my prophet's chambers right now, I'm going to take you in the order that your calls have come in. So just be prayerful while I'm praying for these others, and I will be with you momentarily. Monroe, Louisiana, you're live with the prophet. Hello.
You have just enjoyed another Master Key program with Apostle Brotnax. Write to Apostle Brotnax at P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. You can visit us on the web at www.apostlebrotnax.org. We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Tell your friends about us and share in the unity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
God gives good gifts to his children, but his children have to be on the receiving side. Now, there are several keys that tip you off when you're reading the scripture that let you know you ought to be receiving something. You know how somebody give you a tip about something? And so there's some little keys in the scriptures that tip you off that you ought to be receiving something. Now, anytime that you see the word give from God's side, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting something.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. When you see the word give, my peace I give, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting some peace. So if you're walking around living without peace, it's your own fault. Because Jesus has already given his peace to the church. Amen. So I take note of all those scriptures in the Bible where it says God giving us something. And boy, when I see that, I say, glory to God. That's a tip. The word give is a tip. The word gift is another tip. Wherever you see the word gift, you know, related to God and us, or God having a gift for us, that's a tip for you that you're supposed to receive that. The gift of eternal life. You ain't supposed to live without that. The gift of the Holy Ghost. You're not supposed to live without that. Amen. God gave gifts to men. Talking about ministry gifts. You ain't supposed to live without the fivefold ministry in your life. That's just a tip. Now, another tip. Bless us. Or bless you. That's a tip that you're supposed to be walking in some blessing. In other words, like Ephesians 1:3 says that God have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whenever you see the word inheritance, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting something. Amen. And so you find out in that scripture what part of that inheritance is he talking about that belonged to us. And sometimes it will blow you away. Sometimes it's more than you can conceive. So you just get what you need right there from the table of redemption. You see, I was reading where the Bible says that Paul prayed for the church that they would be filled with all the fullness of God. Everybody say fullness.
Fullness.
That we would be filled with all the fullness. That's another one of those words. That's a tip. That when he said that you're supposed to be filled with something, then that's a tip you're supposed to be receiving that. To be filled with all the fullness of God. And then I read a scripture that says said that it pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness dwell. So I see that all the fullness is in Jesus, and I got Jesus living in here. So I've been filled with the fullness, the full measure of blessing, everything I need in life. You see, the Bible says that in Christ Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They're in Christ. And where is Christ? Christ is in me. Christ is in you. Christ is in the church. So the church ought to be flourishing. But there's a problem. People are not receiving because they're hung up in that flesh, compromising with the flesh. I guess that'd be number three. That's the third reason why people don't receive from God, because they get caught up in the flesh realm. And if you're caught up in the flesh realm, then you can't receive the inheritance that God has for you. Remember Paul said in Galatians 5, verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, murder, and such like, of which I told you in time past. I'm telling you now, he said, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you get hung up in the flesh, then you can't receive the inheritance that God intends for you to have. So that's the reason why you have to walk in the Spirit, so that you keep the door of blessing open and you keep blessing flowing to you every day. I say every day you ought to get up receiving something from heaven. Glory to God. Tell me what the tips are again. How did God tip us all? Give. Blessed us. Inheritance. Filled. Fullness. And how about this one right here? Receive. Whenever you see receive, they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Amen. So wherever you see God giving something, I'm supposed to be receiving. Wherever he says, and they shall receive, and he gives us an instruction to receive something, then I'm not supposed to live without that. If I'm lacking anything, I can go to God and get it. I make God my only source in life. I make the word my final authority in life, that I'm going to live by this word here. And if I can't find it in the word, then I don't need it. But the word meets every need. You don't have a need that Jesus didn't take care of. I don't care if it's financial, physical, emotionally, whatever it is. That need has been met at the cross. And all you got to do is dig in those scriptures there and let the Holy Spirit show you what has been freely given to you. In other words, you can't earn it. You can't earn the right to have it. You can't read enough Bible scriptures. You can't pray enough hours. You can't go to church enough times. You can't give enough to earn these. They are freely given. God put it on the basis of grace, so that everybody could take it, so everybody could have some. Y'all ever been anywhere they're giving away stuff free? Now, I'll tell you how man give away stuff free. Limit 5. One per family. It's free, but one per family. See, man put a limitation on it, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, you can come in and get it for all you. You know what? Them buffets, all you can eat, they ain't free. You pay for that privilege. And then if you eat too much, I read about some guys in California. They went into a restaurant, all you could eat, and them bellies was homegrown. They went into a Chinese restaurant, that Chinaman put them out of there. They say, it's all you eat. No, 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 you eat too much. You eat too much. you done took this to the extreme. I can't feed you. But see, God made it free, and then he put no limitation on it. As much as you can handle. No limit to the amount of faith you can have. No limit to the amount of grace you can have. No limit to the amount of peace you can walk in. No limit to the amount of wisdom you can have. No limit to the knowledge that you can have. No limit to the joy you can have. In fact, you can have so much joy you can't even talk. How many of you ever been there? You had so much joy you couldn't even speak. All you did was laugh. That's called joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, the Bible says God will fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost will help us to receive our inheritance. But you got to stick with the word. And you can't be moved by what you see and what you feel and what you hear. You can't be moved by your emotional level. Your emotions go up and down. Some days you feel good, some days you feel bad, but the words stay the same. And you have to learn how to keep your faith on an even keel. Regardless of what I see or feel, I live by faith. I live in the supernatural. I live by the word of God. That's supernatural living. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God, he's telling us a new way to live, that we live by the word. The word is what sustains our lives. And when you live by the word, you're living by the supernatural, because the Bible says that the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word is supernatural. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Thy word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. The word gives me guidance and direction. The word is supernatural. He sent his word and it healed us. Amen. So I can get healing from the word. The word of God is a word of life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So what are some keys to receiving? We know what the hindrances are. Pride. So I know that a key to receiving is humility. I got to stay humble. In other words, I got to stay dependent upon God. I've got to constantly acknowledge my dependence upon him, that I need him and that I love him. I got to stay humble, because God gives more grace to the humble. There's an abundance of grace. The Bible talks about an abundance of peace, an abundance of joy, an abundance of provision, an abundance of truth. God does everything on a grand scale. That's why he's great. So if I'm going to receive, one of the keys to receiving is humility. A humble man can get anything God got. In fact, you know, when we studied humility a year or so ago, I did about 12 weeks on humility. And what I learned when I was studying that was that it didn't matter how wicked you were, how bad you were, and how much of an enemy of God you were. If you humbled yourself, God received you. And when he got ready to pass judgment on wickedness and those wicked kings, when God sent a prophet to them and say, I've judged you and this is fixing to happen to you, there were some kings that went on and took the judgment because of the pride in their heart. But there were some kings that humbled themselves and said, you know, I done messed up, I did wrong. Lord, forgive me. And several things happened. I saw God delay judgment. Delayed judgment.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.